This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Live from New York City. You see us on ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio as well. The Brooklyn Bridge, and it's resplendent in the sun today as we are in our new studio. We are just loving life right now, and Bart's breaking things already. Did you get your wire fixed, man?
You know you can't put nice things around me.
I mean, I don't know why. Can you put the wire over your shoulder, too? I mean,
that's what happened.
Clean it up.
My shoulder too big. It broke the thing.
Now that's what you're going to do? Is that what you're going to say? Yeah, my shoulders are too big. I can't get the wire over my shoulders. It's too big.
I can't get this Madonna song out my head, man.
You have Madonna?
It's so fine, and you're mine. I've been yours to the end of time, because you make me feel. Okay, now I can start. I just had to get it out, man.
I understand.
It was building up in me.
Now, how did that get in your head is what I need to know.
I don't know. I thought she was from Michigan or something.
Detroit.
So I'm from Detroit. So, like we take pride in our locals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of, you know, the Rock, what's his name? Kid Rock. You know,
Kid Rock, not so much.
Yeah, we're moving away from him. But, you know, we try and take pride. We only have very few good things in Detroit, so we try and take ownership. So, Madonna, thank you for all that you've done for us.
Okay, there you go. And one of the best things to come from Detroit, to come from Michigan, is Bart Scott. And he's here with me. I'm Alan Hahn. We just did KJZ this morning. Now we have our show. We're glad you're joining us. We appreciate it. If you see us on ESPN Plus, you can enjoy the beautiful studio that we now have and are enjoying. And we want you to be part of the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And, of course, you can get at us on Twitter, at Bart and Hahn. That's the complaint department. It's also the hot take department. It's all that other stuff.
We speak to the manager. I am the manager.
Right, exactly. We take complaints. That's all right. But we love you to be part of the conversation throughout the show as we talk about different things in the world of sports. Bart, as the NFL draft feels like, as we think it gets closer, it also feels so far away. But yet there's always moves and things that are happening. And so we already talked about, at number one, it's obvious, Trevor Lawrence. At number two, the Jets made a trade of Sam Darnold to Charlotte. So now the Carolina Panthers have him, and that means the Jets are clearly taking a quarterback at number two, probably Zach Wilson. Number three, we saw that move a week ago, and that's the 49ers moving up. And the belief is that they will take whoever quarterback is left after the first two picks go. That's their plan. And then it's not over. Mm. And then now comes the report that Atlanta is taking calls and listening to offers at number four. And what's interesting about that is that everybody expected number four would be another quarterback, and perhaps four quarterbacks taken in the first four picks. And you thought, well, maybe Atlanta wants to get the future after Matt Ryan is set to go. They do have a potential out with him after the 22 season. So you think maybe that's what they want to do. But Chris Mortensen said he's hearing some other things of what Atlanta might do at number four. And I should play that because I have the ability to play sound now in this studio. I love that.
It was an awkward pause for the dramatic. We had to give our audience the opportunity to embrace it.
Yeah, it was nothing awkward about it. I just love when the producers go, "Hey, idiot, you have the sound now."
There have been teams calling them for a while now about that fourth pick. I think that once the 49ers made that trade into the three spot, we really did lock into the fact that quarterbacks are going to be the first three picks in this draft, with Trevor Lawrence to Jacksonville and with Zach Wilson now going to the Jets. We certainly believe that's the case. And then, you know, Mac Jones of Alabama going to the 49ers at three. So there's the four Falcons sitting at four. You would be derelict in your duty if you did not take phone calls. And Terry Fontenot, the first-year general manager of the Falcons, clearly articulated that. It doesn't mean they will trade. I would say that the object of teams' desire are really most likely, and based off what I've heard, is Florida tight end Kyle Pitts. This is a guy who a lot of people have rated one or two or three on their overall draft board, although I will note draft boards are not final and set yet. But Kyle Pitts is a very attractive, unique player. It's ironic that it's the Falcons because it's a strong belief that the two of the players they're considering there are, in fact, Trey Lance, the North Dakota State quarterback, and Kyle Pitts, the Florida tight end. Fontenot is new. He's on the first year. Arthur Smith's the first year coach. Certainly they're having discussions. What's the best thing to do? And then you leave it open the trade. Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, has told me that Arthur Smith, the coach, thinks Matt Ryan, the incumbent quarterback, has more than one good year left. And then what do you do? Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers didn't play till his fourth year. But there's Terry Fontenot thinking, this is my first draft. We got the fourth pick in the fourth pick. Do we go ahead and take Trey Lance, or do we move down a little bit and pick up some more draft collateral? I have a tendency, based off what I've heard, to think they'll stay there at four. But yeah, of course they're taking phone calls in this situation.
Bar, what do you think of that? I mean, look, at four, if they don't trade out and they take Kyle Pitts, that's a terrific pick.
I mean, that's
a terrific pick, right? But yet, there's the idea of them trading back, thinking maybe we can get Pitts or another piece and allow another team that needs a quarterback to jump up. If they trade out or don't take a quarterback, they seem pretty dug in on Matt Ryan. Remember, Matt Ryan did restructure his contract to give them a little more space. But what would it tell you? Like, what does this tell you that, A, you take calls because you want to see who's going to get stupid now, right? Who's going to get nuts? But it is interesting to think of what their options would be at four if they don't go quarterback.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're not going to make a pick for a quarterback, then they should probably move back and try and get the same exact haul that we saw the San Francisco 49ers give up. They should try and get that same haul that Miami got, because it's so many options. And, you know, I've been hearing about Matt Ryan for so long. And Matt Ryan's been around because I put him in the same draft class as Joe Flacco. So I see that Joe Flacco is done. He's a traveling backup quarterback at this point
in
his
Philly
career.
Now, right?
Right. So he's a backup quarterback. He's been that for like the last 3 years. But Matt Ryan has been something different. And it's crazy because
MVP.
When you think about Matt Ryan, you say, man, this dude's been around forever. How much longer can he play? But then when you think about Phillip Rivers, you think about what Ben Roethlisberger has been. Like, this guy's younger than all of them. So you're saying, hey, if this guy is a – you look at the numbers right there. Last year, he threw for 4,500 yards. That doesn't signal to me that he's falling off.
No.
But if you don't decide to give Arthur Smith his quarterback of the future, this is equivalent to when Dave Gettleman came in and he told all of us – Eli still has a lot of good football in front of him, and it set their franchise back 3 to 4 years. So this is one of those decisions that can really, you know, either make a career or break a career, because they can get a haul and they can get a lot of good players really, really cheap. And I wonder with the infatuation sometimes with owners and players, because we understand, like, we talk about the relationship between Jerry Jones and Tony Romo. Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott. Sometimes owners get and they lead their organizations with their heart. And I don't know if Arthur Blank says, hey, he believes Arthur Smith said, because you hear what we're saying? Arthur Blank said. We're not hearing from their general manager. Arthur Blank said that Arthur Smith said, right? So the communication isn't general manager to coach, it's coach to owner.
Yeah, I see the direct connection. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It's an interesting thing, and as we've been going through this draft, because at first we always thought, well, the number one pick, we knew what was going to happen there. Then the draft's starting at number two. Well, that's out.
Yeah.
The draft's not even starting at number three, because we already know there as well, because that deal was done. So now we just keep moving down the line, and the further down the line we go, the less there's a quarterback available that you feel like you would move up to get a – like. But we know what the percentages are with quarterbacks, right?
Right.
40%. We know that. Yeah. So if you're taking four in the first top four, that means two of you made a mistake.
Right.
History tells us two of you will live to rue the day.
Well, just go back to the recent class. Go to the recent class. Let's name them. Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
They made a mistake.
Right.
Right now, you may not agree with it, but right now, Sam Darnold.
Well, two of the four that went in the top 10 mistake. Are not with their team.
Right. Mistake, right? Baker Mayfield, kind of in the middle. Saw some good, some bad.
Baker and Josh Allen are still with their teams, though. That's the key here.
Right. So here's the crazy part. If you're a team, what if you're saying, I know for a fact that if San Francisco takes Matt Jones, that is a mistake.
Mm.
And so now your eyes light up like that's already,
I get it. I get
that's
it.
Already a percentage gone. So we think that Trey Lance or Justin Fields, one of those guys, are a home run. And if you have that guy on your board and you like, man, I didn't think I could get him. man, you'll be able to give up anything. Imagine a team like the Denver Broncos, who are pretty solid on defense and have some tremendous talent.
Where are they? Where are they picking again? Remind me.
They're picking eighth.
Eight? Okay. No. Carolina's eight.
They're picking ninth.
Then they're ninth. Okay.
So, or seventh. I think they may be seventh.
I've been doing this too much.
They did it fourth. Oh, they're picking ninth.
Look at ESPN Plus. Great job.
So they're picking ninth. So you're saying that you can move back five picks and potentially get, because listen, Vic Fangio, I've been with Vic Fangio for a long time. He's a older coach. He don't have time to waste, and he understands that this is his third year.
What are you saying?
If he's not successful this year, then he's not going to be a head coach again. He won't get a second chance at being a head coach. So he has to get it right this year. If you're telling me that I can go get an upgrade at quarterback to put with all these weapons and you're giving up future picks, I wouldn't care. Because guess what? We're talking all this stuff about Kyle Pitts. Well, who was Kyle Pitts last year? Noah Fant. He was the guy that came out from Iowa, and they had two great quarterbacks. One went to Detroit, and he was the guy that was able to stretch the field. He was the guy that was the receiver, but they haven't been able to unlock him because Drew Locke hasn't been a great quarterback.
I see what you did there. but you have, like, again, if you're sticking, that's the question. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm going to get to the calls here in a minute as the phone lines are filling up already, which is awesome. If you feel like Matt Ryan, who's 37?
35.
35, right. Okay, so he's 35, right. He won't be 37 until that potential out is why 37 was stuck in my head. 35 years old in today's football,
young,
as we know,
baby.
Is not really as old if you're still putting up the numbers like we just showed you, 20-something touchdowns.
4,500 yards, 11
interceptions, right. So he's still at a high level. And if you give him a weapon like a Kyle Pitts who's young, and obviously got a ton of talent. There it is. At 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Now, obviously, the record wasn't good at 4-12, but that's not on him.
They lost
65%
completion
percentage. How many by
they
one?
They should have won the last play of the game.
They were just brutal when it came to execution. So think about it, though. You give him a talent. Like, everybody looks at Kyle Pitts like, this guy's probably the best non-quarterback in the draft. Like, the guy you have to take if you don't need a quarterback, that's the guy. If you're Atlanta, you might listen to crazy offers, but why would you if you could just get that guy and add a weapon now to what you already have on that offense?
I'm going to say something that could be a little bit controversial.
Not you. Nah, you never do that.
If they get Kyle Pitts, you can say arguably that tight end duo is as good as Gronkowski and Hernandez. Remember what Atlanta did last year. They traded with the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. For Hayden Hurst. Hayden Hurst is the last draft pick from Ozzie Newsome, a first-round tight end that is a pass-catching machine. But because of Broyles and because of Mark Andrews in Baltimore, they didn't have a place for him.
Mm-hmm.
He is a show enough. He was Kyle Pitts coming out. He was the receiving tight end, and he hasn't disappointed. He just couldn't get on the field because Mark Andrews was just that good in Baltimore. So now if you give him, you have two pass-catching tight ends. What does that mean? That's what New England's trying to do.
That's sort of been the thing, right?
Right, that's what New England's trying to duplicate with going out and getting Hunter Henry and going out to get Hunter Henry and going to get the guy from the Titans as well. So, like, you arguably have the two best tight ends in the league. Oh, and by the way, you have Julio Jones on the outside and Calvin Ridley.
And by the way,
that is a personnel nightmare.
And you think about it, when that offense was humming, Austin Hooper was his main target at tight end as
well. And Tony Gonzalez. And
yeah. So you think about it, you go that way. It just to me makes too much sense. You know, it does. It makes too much sense. Listen to offers, but are they trading it out? That would really surprise me if they trade out of that pick. Unless, of course.
You can move back two picks.
Yeah, unless, of course, it's something that small.
You can move back two picks. Because you know that Cincinnati's not taking a quarterback,
no.
And they might take your pick though. They might take who you want. It depends on what they feel about Sewell. If you can get Sewell, then you always help Matt Ryan, an immobile quarterback, by getting the best lineman in the game. But if you feel like you can get a weapon like that for your quarterback, for your aging quarterback, the best friend is easy throws. It's tight ends, and you have two of them. How do I match up? Do I go dime or do I go big and then you just run the ball? I go dime or I stay base, you pass the ball.
Yeah, if you look at it again, as we're looking at the, you know, Miami seems to be content. They're the ones that traded out, so they're content with Tua. Cincinnati doesn't need a quarterback. Detroit just traded for a quarterback. Carolina just traded for a quarterback, and then Denver's at 9.
Denver would be the spot because I feel like they can still drop back. Sewell or Pitts are going to drop.
See, why would Miami leave both Pitts and Sewell on the table?
They won't.
No,
they
won't. You can't trade with Denver then, because if you're the Atlanta, you wouldn't get any of the guys you want, because Carolina would take Sewell.
But imagine what you get back in return. You're talking about three future ones.
But if you're – see, again, though, but if you're sticking with Matt Ryan, you're trying to win now. You want to get the best player available in this draft. And that's what you do. Anyways, let's get to some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
I'm exhausted with the draft and I ain't even got here yet.
I know. And you're going to be doing the draft coverage, right? ESPN Radio, you, Mike Tannenbaum.
I will be there.
We'll have the coverage there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. All right, let's go to Roland in Michigan. Roland.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm pretty disgusted at these mock drafts dropping Justin Fields down so much. I've seen some where he's out of the top 10.
Yeah, I've seen that.
During the season, he was a clear 1 or 2 or 1A, 1B with Trevor Lawrence. And, you know, I mean, it's like the same story, a question of character, a question of, you know, decision-making, in case you can't hear the quotation marks I'm putting up.
You're doing air quotes for us? Thank you.
I get it.
And I've heard Dan Orlovsky also go off on this when people say, well, you know, he sticks to his first read.
Yeah, well,
he never goes beyond his first read. And that's what Dan said. He's like, well, his first read's always open.
Well, Mac Jones, how many times you talk about two of his receivers being taken in the first round, in the first probably top 10, top 20? Well, you think those guys were covered? No, they were wide open. He went to them when they were open. And if you doubled the other one, you just went to the other one because you knew he was open. But listen, this is not a bad thing. We've seen quarterbacks drop before, right? Because what happens is we talk about 42% of quarterbacks taking that early struggle. Well, Josh Allen is feeling fine that he dropped to 7th, right? You, Lamar Jackson is happy that he fell to the bottom of the first round. So it's not the worst thing for Justin Fields to drop. It gives him that chip on his shoulder, and it also maybe may give him a better landing spot than he would if he gets picked early.
Right. Sometimes you end up on a better team. Like Lamar Jackson, you end up somewhere where it's
and
a
Josh
better
Allen.
Place. It's a better place for you. That's a good point. At least Josh Allen was in the top 10, but sometimes you can land in a better place, and sometimes that actually works out well. All right, Bart, that's Straight Talk. Bart, you're at Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. I did want to discuss this before we move on to other things, and that is because I need to get your take as a player. So Carlos Dunlap re-signs with Seattle. And one of the things that he went to he was talking with the media about staying in Seattle is that he said something interesting as he was talking with reporters. He had a two-year deal, by the way. And he was asked, of course, if he wanted to make sure before signing that Russell Wilson would still be the quarterback there. And his response?
I did ask him if obviously he was going to be with us, because if I'm coming back, I'm coming back because I see him as my quarterback and the rest of the team. I want to pick up where we left off. And he told me that he's with us and he's here to stay. And he said, you know, let's go Hawks. And I'm not going to quote his every word, or these words are not his words verbatim, but these are my explanation of how I interpreted what he said.
Bart? Did he reveal too much there, or was that a good thing that he did that? Because Russell wasn't dumb. He's here to stay.
Let me tell you something. I love Alicia Keys. I love Alicia Keys. And one of my favorite songs of Alicia Keys is "I Won't Tell Your Secrets." Your secrets are safe with me. Well, apparently, your secrets are not safe with Carlos Dunlap. Guess what, Carlos? You're no longer on the text chain. You're no longer in the circle of trust. You're outside of it. You're out there with Gaylord Focker.
He fell out of the trust.
You're outside. You're outside. You're outside of the. You can't go to the Met Gala with us when me and Sierra were doing our Hollywood stuff. You can't come, because guess what? You may see some things that we don't want people to know. Some things that we into. Some things how we get that. How we roll. And you snitching. Snitches get stitches.
So you don't like that at all, do you?
Matter of fact, Carlos Dunlap, if you listen to me right now, zoom in on me. If you're listening to me right now, Carlos Dunlap, if you have Alicia Keys' single, "I Won't Tell Your Secrets," you are no longer allowed to play it. Erase it right now. Can't believe you. The audacity. snitching.
Well, he wanted to make sure that, Hawks Nation, right, the 12th man.
That's Russell that Wilson's knew, place hey, he's to in. Say.
Yeah, well, I guess you just messed up those negotiations, whatever you were
yeah,
trying
way
to,
go,
to
way
do.
To go. Oh, he said he's not going anywhere. He's just bluffing, guys. Hey. Way to go, Carlos.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Like
we will continue with your calls throughout the rest of the show. Of course, we like to weave them in, so stay on hold. We will get to you. Tweet at us, at Bart and Han as well. Coming up, Kevin Durant expected to return tonight. A big game tonight, an interesting game tonight on ESPN. Nets and Pelicans. So the Nets will get, once again, two-thirds of the big three will be on the court, but one still remains out. In fact, how long he remains out is a bit of a concern. We'll discuss that. Your calls coming up. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus.
I'm going to tell the Home Depot
and
secrets.
You got to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the Home Depot secrets. For DIY projects, you know the Home Depot is always in your corner. And with their mobile app, the Home Depot can also be in the palm of your hands with digital tools. Like imagine search. Just snap a picture of something. The app will recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And the Home Depot product locator will check its availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app, downloaded today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Back after this. Shh.
Like a...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. What? What's the matter now?
Oh, here now. We back.
Are you not? It's still not working?
Man. No.
Are you plugged in?
No.
Did you pull it?
My traps are too big, man.
David Jacoby came in to say hello, dapping up a little bit. And apparently there's something about the 313 and athletes who then move into media. When you're a host and dealing with them.
There we go.
Between Bart and Jalen, let's just say we got some stories to share.
Hey, man. Well, listen. If you're Tom Coughlin, when you say 10 o'clock, that means 10 o'clock.
TC time. Well, no. When we say 10 o'clock for
that'll
Bart.
That'll mean 9:55.
Yeah. No. For you, apparently it does. All right. Let's not waste any more time as we bring in Malika Andrews joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Malika, how are you today?
I'm good. That Usher Alicia Keys brought me back, and then I got to feel like, well, I'm all dialed in on time, so maybe that's just the capital R, capital J real journalist in me, right?
Shots fired.
Yeah, well, Bart had a problem. Bart had a problem earlier with, who was it?
Carlos Dunlap.
Just
he's snitching on private conversations.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a private conversation. He was asked about Russell Wilson. He just said what Russell told him.
Yeah, he told him. He didn't tell the
you
world.
And I will show him how it's done. It's okay. We got this.
We're going to try to do this anyway. So as we move into the NBA stuff, I guess. So Kevin Durant back tonight. That's the good news for the Nets. But how much should we expect? He's been out, obviously, quite a while. How much should we expect to see of him tonight against the Pelicans on ESPN?
Well, I would expect Kevin Durant to start for Brooklyn. Remember, the only time that he hasn't in his career is when he had that weird in-out of the lineup when he had some testing issues earlier this year. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him on a minutes restriction just based on how the Nets have been so cautious about bringing guys back, especially those who've had long layoffs. Now, Steve Nash did not talk this morning at shoot around, but his teammate, Kevin Durant's teammate, Bruce Brown, says that Kevin Durant looks like the same old Kevin. I saw him shooting and working out a little bit on Monday, and he looked great. But I still think the Nets are going to err on the side of caution here. So you're probably not going to see the 35, 40 minute Durant in his first outing here.
So Kevin Durant comes back, James Harden out. We haven't seen the big three together. Any concerns about their chemistry and trying to figure out how to play situational basketball, how to close games out?
Well, if you ask them that question, they'll say yes, but not really. Basically, what the Nets are banking on is that they are talented enough basketball players that even though ideally Steve Nash, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden have all acknowledged that they wish they had more time, James Harden said, yes, obviously we want to have spent more than just maybe a month or a few weeks together before the playoffs so that we're battle tested. That's the only choice we have now. And so the mentality has to be, we're going to need to learn on the fly, because not only is this not a team, like you said, the big three have only played seven games together, including that game against the Raptors that I alluded to, where Kevin Durant wasn't actually able to play in the entire game. But since then, they've also added Blake Griffin. They've added LaMarcus Aldridge. All of these players have yet to have time together. And Steve Nash said, you know, one thing about new teams, sometimes first-year teams, they can't quite get to the point where they win it all simply for the reason that they don't have enough history together. They haven't battled through enough, athlete's favorite word, adversity together. And so they're hoping to get just a little bit of that beforehand. But what they're betting on is, look, we are so talented. We have so much talent on this team that we're going to be able to steamroll any lack of experience we have together solely based on that.
Yeah, it seems like they'll get their experience along the way. And for some teams that are that talented, it might be the only thing that matters. Barton Hahn talking with Malika Andrews on the Goodyear Hotline. We're coming to you live from Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So we already know, but I already asked you about Kevin Durant, and we talked about just the big three in general. But with the James Harden out right now, what are the Nets saying about his availability after the 10 days are up, and what are the concerns for him?
Well, it's, you know, the 10-day stretch was just announced yesterday, so they're in a little bit of a wait-and-see mode, right? Because initially, they were saying that James Harden was just experiencing some hamstring tightness, and the imaging that they conducted on his right hamstring didn't show any structural damage, which is why he was cleared, just based on how he was feeling, to come back and play those 4 minutes on Monday against the Knicks. Obviously, he wasn't feeling right. They had another MRI done, and that's what revealed the hamstring strain. And so now they're going to be operating out of, okay, how does this look 10 days from now? And that's something that they simply can't know yet. James Harden is a player who wants to be on the court every single time, probably more so than a lot of players in today's game. And Steve Nash has said, look, sometimes we need to protect this guy from himself because he is going to go out there no matter what. So they're going to try very hard to probably give James Harden as long as they can before they bring him back, because he's become so essential to this team. Initially, remember, he was thought of as a luxury add, but he has become part of the glue in this team.
Now, you know, Zion on the other side of tonight's game is Zion is coming back, and he had an injury a little bit. But they're in striking distance of the Golden State Warriors, who seem to be a little bit disinterested about the play-in game. Any minutes restrictions on Zion as they try and make this push to try and make a run at the playoffs?
Well, I mean, you know, Zion had a pretty impressive showing last night against the Hawks, even though they fell short. Because it's his thumb, it's a little bit more of a pass-fail. Is it feeling good? Is it not feeling good? And yesterday, Zion Williamson told me, he said, look, I felt like I could probably have come back. I felt like I was good, but I defer to the people whose job it is to keep me safe, and they were acting out of an abundance of caution here. So if he can have a game like he had last night, then perhaps we're going to have an interesting contest between the Nets and the Pelicans tonight. But like you said, he did miss those three games. He said he felt like he didn't miss a beat. Isaiah Thomas made his debut with the Pelicans last night. They have some interesting stuff going on over there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Warriors did beat the Bucks. I know the Giannis-less Bucks, but they did. So there's some interesting stuff going on at the bottom of the West.
That's going to be a real interesting battle to see, really, the attrition between the Warriors and them sinking and the Pelicans and Zion really trying to drag them into a postseason. So it'll be exciting. And that's what the 7-10 has brought for us, right, this season? That's what we're getting with that addition to the schedule. Malika, we'll let you go. We'll leave it right here. Thanks so much for the insight. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks so much, gentlemen.
All right, that's Malika Andrews on the Goodyear Hotline. We are Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. So, I mean, Zion's clearly playing in back-to-backs and everything now, like right. Not like last year where there's so many minutes restrictions and cautions with whatnot. The thumb is the thumb. You know, yeah. He missed some time, but it doesn't affect his wind. He can still run. Yeah.
You don't know if it swells up, but, you know, how the thumb reacts to being hit, bumped a little bit.
Sure. Well, yeah. Now that you know he's got a thumb injury.
Yeah. Yeah. You swipe at the ball. When he goes in there for dunks, you swipe at the ball all the time, try and get some information in there. A lot of Celebrex for Zion, that's for sure.
But still, you know, him dragging the pelt. You mentioned it. The Warriors people need to know. Yes, they did get a 1-point win, and Curry went for 40.
He looked exhausted.
But he looks – and you can hear him. We talked about this.
Tired of carrying these bums.
He sounds miserable. It's a weird way that the Warriors have kind of done – have built that team. As they thought, let's go young as we have Steph and we have
no experience.
When they were good, they had vets.
Iguodala.
Yeah. Now expensive, but vets.
Yeah, Livingston.
Yeah.
But now, like right now, the Warriors aren't that team where guys are going to come and take a pay cut just because they feel like they can, you know, win a championship.
That's true.
So, I mean, they don't know what to do with Oubre. Like, he's just a guy that just doesn't fit.
Well, they wanted to trade him.
I mean, Wiggins doesn't fit either.
No.
So it's like now we're stuck with
and James Wiseman might have potential, but he's so young
right.
That it's hard to really rely on him on a night in, night out basis. So there they are sitting there at 10. They're about, a game and a half, yep. Right? The game and a half that the Pelicans are trailing them. As the Pelicans are trying to make the playoffs, they really want to with Zion. You think the league doesn't want Zion in the playoffs? Even if it's in the play-in, they'll play that up.
So tell me this. Who does the fan want in the playoffs? Do they want playoff Steph or do they want Zion? Because both guys are worth the price of admission.
So who would you rather see in a postseason? Because if you only – again, it's the Warriors and Pelicans are battling it out for that last spot. Who would you prefer? Zion and the Pelicans, Steph Curry and the Warriors. 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Oh. What's the matter?
Oh, no, I'm just preparing something break. For a read.
Oh. I thought you had a pop-up, one of those unfortunate pop-ups. I don't know where that came from.
Like, what are you talking about?
What is that all
Scrub
about?
My history.
All right, so we'll get to your calls coming up. Well, you got Bobby, more NBA conversation with Bobby Marks coming up 1 o'clock hour as we'll discuss the very controversial top 25, under 25 in the NBA when it comes to future potential, which got a lot of people chattering all over social media yesterday. I made my own list. I'll throw a list in there certainly as well. And Bobby Marks going to come on to not only explain himself, but also discuss the list. Like I said, your calls, most important to us. We'll do that coming up. But right now, Bart is going to tell us about ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter? Are we talking about HelloFresh?
Are we talking about ZipRecruiter?
I don't know.
I think we are.
Jeez.
Yeah. Are you ready for ZipRecruiter?
I am not ready for
ZipRecruiter. All right, well, good news for baseball fans. You will be allowed to attend games this season where you sit in pods with your group, and businesses everywhere are making the gradual shift towards normalcy too, which means more hiring. That's where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and invites them to apply. I wish people could see Bart's face right now as he's trying to find the read. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free only at ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Bart.
I know my line.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
Bart and Han.
Moves are the Atlanta Falcons, perhaps, with the number 4 pick.
Mm-hmm.
And how about this idea, too? Think about it. Teams that should maybe make the move, if the Falcons are willing to trade up that 4 pick, who are teams that should move up? What about Dallas?
How about them Cowboys?
Kyle Pitts? How would he look with Dak Prescott?
That would be ridiculous. I mean,
Broncos need a quarterback.
Yeah, assuming that, you know, Lionel Collins can stay healthy and Tyron Smith can stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, nothing matters if they can't protect Dak Prescott.
That's true.
Man, that'd be crazy if you add that with the Gallup and you think about CeeDee Lamb, think about Cooper and Zeke.
Sheesh. Yeah, that's pretty good. The Bears. I mean, what do they have to offer? Bears, right?
Like Khalil Mack.
Yeah, that would be it. And Patriots. Would the Patriots be that aggressive to trade up for a quarterback? Listen, take a quarterback in the first round?
The Patriots are in that mode. They have to. You heard Kraft. You heard Kraft. Kraft said we have to find a solution at that position. When you've had stability for 20 years and all of a sudden you don't have stability, you want what you used to have.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's go back to the calls, shall we? Let's go to Eddie in Rockland. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Bart. Alan, how you doing?
Good.
On the Jets, you know, first of all, I think they gave Sam Darnold away. I think for the next 5 years, they passed on Rule, and that's going to come back and bite them, and so what Darnold did. The Rule and Darnold will win more games than any of the quarterbacks coming out in the next 5 years.
But that takes.
For 5 years.
Okay, yeah. No, because Matt Rule, right. They could have hired Matt Rule. Right. They didn't want to give him the full autonomy to hire his own staff. So he said, take a walk.
Right. And you look
and then a year later, he ends up down in Carolina getting everything he wants. And now he's trying to build something there. And now him with Sam Darnold, who you also had and weren't able to build with.
Him and Robbie Anderson are hooking up a touchdown.
And he's saying that they're going to win more than the Jets will.
Oh, they absolutely.
Over the next 5 years.
They absolutely
said 5
will.
Years, though. Next 5 years.
Well, I don't know about the next 5 years. I think the Jets are going to be ready to maybe see this through in the next 2 to 3.
Okay. All right. I want to take this one here. We got Robert in Virginia has an idea on the draft. Robert?
Yes, sir. I'm going to throw you a curve, but if I'm Jacksonville, I'm taking Justin Fields. The guy is 6'3". 230, runs a 4.3. I saw his game against Nebraska, which was a great game for a half. He was 22 for 23. And the only incompletion was a perfect pass in the end zone that got batted away. I'm telling you, this is a big Russell Wilson, or it's Lamar Jackson with an accurate arm. I'm telling you. And I like Trevor a lot, but he's kind of slight, and I think he could be a guy to be injury prone. But and don't be surprised if Urban Meyer doesn't take Justin Fields.
But
and you heard it from me.
But you see Lawrence
right.
And what Justin Herbert did. So you're thinking Lawrence, similar game, similar build. And we watched Herbert do something that we haven't seen any quarterback do coming
Amazing.
Out.
Yeah.
And if you project that with maybe Lawrence.
I tell you what, though. We need oven mitts. That's the hottest take I've ever heard. Like, he said that with his chest, too, with authority.
Yeah, he felt that.
Justin Fields, Jacksonville should take him. You know what the Jets are thinking?
You do that.
Please do that.
That pick me in
2 seconds.
That'd
be great. We'd love that. Bart and Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So we go back into the NBA as this list came out. Top 25 players under the age of 25. Future potential is what this is based on. Three different prospects. What'd you need?
Oh, I need you to throw me a John Stockton because I owe some people some stuff.
I know, but we gotta go to break time.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry. We'll make that up later.
Okay.
Are you
nervous.
Good? All right. We got Bobby Marks coming up next. He was part of this list. We will discuss. There was a player left off this list that just seems to be disrespected constantly. Talk about a chip on his shoulder. We'll discuss all that coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.